A thick grove of trees opens up to a clearing that reveals a white mound of limestone rock. It rises like a tomb from some long-forgotten civilization, were it not for the water towers and golf courses on the horizon. Mike Leahy and his 9-year-old son Cameron came to this rock dome to catch the view from the top of its 75-foot summit. But the real attraction was what they did not see.
We read the sign and saw what was buried and how they did it, and it's kind of disturbing what's in there.
Beneath their feet lay more than 1 million cubic yards of spent uranium, asbestos, and PCBs. The 45-acre mound is a disposal cell where the government buried thousands of barrels and tons of debris. That history didn't bother young Cameron.
It's really cool. They keep all that nuclear waste under all that, and it can't harm anybody.
The Weldon Springs site, 30 miles west of St. Louis, Missouri, began during World War II as an Army TNT factory. In the 1950s, the plant refined yellowcake uranium for later use in nuclear weapons. All that stopped in 1966, and all the radioactive waste just sat there. Weldon Spring became an EPA Superfund site in 1987. After a $900 million cleanup, the site was opened to tourists in 2002. Today, frogs sing in a native prairie at the foot of the cell. In April, officials opened a hiking trail adjacent to a once radioactive landfill. The route connects to a state park. Weldon Spring is not a park per se, but project manager Yvonne Dio says urban sprawl prompted them to think like one.
There's subdivisions and lots of infrastructure going in, and that just kind of hits home how important green space is, and that's kind of what we're trying to do a little bit of here at the site.
Weldon Spring is one of about 100 such sites the Department of Energy is converting to what it calls beneficial reuse. Many are becoming recreational venues. Another closed uranium plant near Cincinnati is adding horseback riding trails. In Wayne, New Jersey, a former thorium processing facility is becoming a baseball field. And a national wildlife preserve is in the works at Rocky Flats, the site outside Denver that made the plutonium cores of nuclear warheads. The Department of Energy says Weldon Spring is safe for visitors, though some residual contamination remains. Burgermeister Spring runs through a 7,000-acre state reserve adjacent to the site. This is where uranium-laced groundwater from Weldon Spring rises to the surface. Though the spring exceeds the EPA's drinking water quality standard, there's no warning sign here. Officials say the contamination is so low that it poses no immediate public hazard. The spring feeds into one of the most popular fishing lakes on the property. Most visitors are surprised to hear that. Jeff Boving fishes for bass 4 or 5 times a month.
Does that concern you to hear that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, they got a great area out here, and, you know, it's really, I mean, they're kind of messing it up if they're going to have, you know, contaminants, you know, going into it.
The government's vision of post-nuclear playgrounds is not without its critics. Arjun Makajani heads the Institute for Energy and Environmental Research in Tacoma Park, Maryland. He says recreational sites near urban development zones risk losing their original purpose.
Institutional memory tends to be very short. After 30, 40, 50 years, people forget. They begin to develop the land, and pretty soon you could have houses, farms, and schools in the area. So it's not necessary that it'll stay recreational forever.
Recreation is only one option the Department of Energy is considering for all of its sites. In the last 2 years, the agency's budget has doubled with the addition of nearly a dozen radioactive properties. Officials say Congress has so far supported its fiscal requests. And with the future of a proposed permanent nuclear waste site at Yucca Mountain still in doubt, even more tax dollars will likely be spent converting the nuclear dumps in America's backyards to a place where families play. For the GLRC, I'm Kevin Lavery.